So as is often the case, the Baal Tur matches the gematria of two different words, seemingly unrelated, and leaves much to the imagination to us to figure out what exactly is the correlation between two words that share the same gematria. So Rav Yaakov ben Asher, the Baal Turim, the son of the Rush, notes that the gematria of the word sulam, in this week's parsha, the gematria of the word sulam is the same gematria as the word mammon, 136. So we have to ask the question, what is the correlation between the ladder that appears in Yaakov's dream, and money? How does a ladder and money, how does sulam and mammon correspond to each other? What's the message that's captured by the equation between mammon and sulam? While there are a number of different approaches, I'd like to share with you the approach of the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada that appears in Maseches Baal Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin, Hey Amud Beis. By way of introduction, it's noteworthy that according to the Medrash, Yaakov is the only one of the Avos who spent time learning in a Beis Medrash. And a significant amount of time it was. 14 years in the Beis Medrash, Shem Ve'ever. While of course Avram and Yitzchak also learned Torah, Yaakov personifies the individual who toils, who's amel in Torah learning. There are numerous psukim supporting this statement. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov, the Torah corresponds to Yaakov, the Kil of Yaakov. V'holchu amim rabim el har Hashem, many come to the great mountain of Hashem, el beis Elokei Yaakov, the house of the God of Yaakov, V'yoreini midracha v'nelcha barchosav ki mitzion teite sarah. The Torah emanates from the Har Hashem, which is called the Beis Elokei Yaakov. So Yaakov really personifies the one who toils, who's omel, in the Beis Medrash, the Beis Hashem. Yaakov Inu symbolizes diligence, conscientiousness, and toil. Yaakov Avinu makes clear the utter importance of dedicating time, dedicating exertion in the Beis Medrash to achieve great heights, Elimin HaTorah. The message was passed on to the Shvatim. Yaakov took this message. He taught it to his children, as is seen by Yaakov's instructions to Yehuda, to establish a Beis Medrash prior to their multi-century descent to Mitzrayim. A Beis Medrash was the core, the nucleus of a Jewish community, and this was established and passed on from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was able to access the deepest parts of the Torah through his dedication, through his loyalty, through his focus and efforts learning in the Beis Medrash. In fact, the Chasam Sofer makes an incredible point, and he learns from Yaakov Avinu that one can only accomplish excellence in Limud HaTorah through galus, through exile. One must leave their parents' home, as Yaakov had done, and totally immerse in Torah learning and a distant Beis Medrash in order to attain unbelievable heights in Limud HaTorah. The Chasam Sofer says if one has to decide between dorming and living at home when in Beis Medrash, he highly encourages one to go dorm, to be away from the parents, to be fully engrossed in Limud HaTorah. And so what is the deepest part of Torah that one should strive to learn? One should strive to comprehend? What's the deep part of Torah that Yaakov Avinu was able to attain? The answer is found in the very last Mishnah in all of Maseches Baal Basra, Daf Kuf, Ayin Hei, Amud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel says that one who wants to become wise should involve himself in the world of money, the world of Choshe Mishpat, because there's no area of Torah quite like it. And it's like an overflowing spring. The Ben Yehoyada there comments that for this reason, Mammon 136, the Gematria 136, shares the same Gematria as Ion 136. by plunging into the depths of Choshe Mishpat, monetary disputes, laws of money, one can climb the ladder, the sulam, of wisdom. So Ian into Mammon allows one to climb the sulam of Chachma. Spending time, energy, dedication in learning Ian, the world of Choshe Mishpat, that's the ladder. Through Ian HaTorah, deep analysis and study, one can climb the ladder of wisdom and follow along the same path as Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov achieved this feat. Yaakov's immersion in the Beis Medrash, his commitment to Torah learning, triggered the dream of the ladder, the stairways to heaven, the stairway to Chachma, wisdom. Yaakov mastered all areas of Torah, including the most complex, the world of Mammon. Yaakov Avinu was thus prepared to take on his arch enemy, Lavan HaRasha. Lavan was the greatest trickster the world would see. He lacked trust, honesty, and ethics. Yaakov needed to prepare himself. Yaakov needed to bolster his wisdom, the wisdom of Torah. The importance of uninterrupted learning can never be too emphasized. Yaakov Avinu serves as an inspiration to each one of us, highlighting the importance of learning, and in particular inside the Beis Medrash, a place void of outside distractions. It's through Ian HaMammon that allows a person to climb the Sulam of Chachma. We should all be zocha to strengthen our Torah learning in building our own unique ladders, spiritual ladders to heaven, in following the path of Yaakov Avinu.